Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome once again to the Steve Jones Show, Monday edition, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Visit them online at purdyinsurance.com for all the details. No Olympic updates today. None. All right, I lied. I'm going to have one Olympic update for you. The complete medal standings, and the United States did not have their best ever Olympics, but it was darn close. When you consider the amount of countries involved, I mean, you know, they've had better Olympics, but there were fewer countries involved. 104 total medals for the United States, 46 gold, 29 silver, 29 bronze. China came in the number two spot with 88 overall medals. 38 of them were gold, 27 silver, 23 bronze, followed by Russia, Great Britain, and Germany. And, of course, Russia is where the next Olympics will be held. That's the Winter Olympics in 2014. A mere, 543 days away. I tweeted earlier, actually a few moments ago, that it's 543 days until curling starts at the Olympics. So now it's time to get full gear and 100% into football. The camps are starting. High school practices got underway today and are getting underway today. Colleges are already in full swing. The NFL camps are going on already 1 week into the books. Some players being let go already. Not necessarily due to performance issues. Chad Johnson let go by the Miami Dolphins. We may get into that here a little bit later on. And that's just one of the many things on the docket today. Your questions as well and your comments at 1-800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. That is the Let It Be Solar hotline. You can make your comments, too, on Facebook if it's more convenient for you. Just go online to Facebook and search for The Steve Jones Show. And make sure you like us, and you'll get all our updates there. Twitter is another way you can keep in touch with us, at Steve Jones PSU. That's at Steve Jones PSU. That's the Twitter handle, and you can follow Steve there. And if that weren't enough, we'll take your emails, too, stevejones@wkok.com. One of the, as I said, many ways that we try and make ourselves accessible to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and all year long. As I said, football now in full swing, and we'll talk a lot of football over the next couple of days to get you all squared away with everything. One of the questions that we posted the weekend game on the board, you do like the and that's been what most people have said when they've called in as well. You know, a few people talked about it's one of again okay. The thing that's going to be really nice is that when you do have it, it's going to be much easier. An offensive player, and,
okay, right.
I must,
yeah.
Now, you know, we're not a big fan.
204 countries.
Well,
together as one.
I like that part of it. It's just down at the bottom of the stadium just didn't make any sense to me.
No, it should have been up above. I understand that. It was just.
So.
But the 204. But look, what I'll tell you what I liked about the Olympics. It's a quote, Olympian of all time is the greatest Olympian of all time. That's what we talked about this time, as opposed to 4 years ago, where. It was in Beijing, and you sat there and had to talk about how wonderful things are. It's all good. We take you to the airport 1 hour.
Right, right. Everything. The smog has not even been an issue.
It's great. Beautiful country. Wonderful. Yes, the people seem freer than they could, than the outside world. The outside world's so wrong. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, okay, fine. Anybody can put on a show for 17 days. Okay. Yeah. We didn't have to deal with that mumbo-jumbo PR department mumbo-jumbo. Didn't have to deal with the, you know, put on a show mumbo-jumbo. Don't go to that neighborhood. We take you to the airport 1 hour. It's all good. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, this time it was about sports. Okay? It wasn't about dollar an hour labor. Okay? Don't go over there. Don't go over there.
Can't
Why not?
There. Can't go over there.
But it's a shortcut. No, it's not. Okay. You can't see that. Okay.
By the way, you can get your NBC official London 2012 Olympic shirt now on sale for $20.
It's over.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. You discounted it $6.01. Can you give me at least half price?
It's over.
Should be like definitely on clearance at this point.
It's over. Today, Zach Berman, Philadelphia Inquirer on the Philadelphia Eagles. Just to let you know, no wonder management let you have a lot of time. I think it was obviously it was prescribed.
5:43 to Curly.
We'll be talking about normal sports in a few moments.
Hey,
Hope you'll join in.
I said this worked out really well. The Olympics ended officially last night with the closing ceremonies. High school football practices started today, full swing. I mean, literal practices, not the ones where you can show up if you want to. These are the ones that count. So we can really get into full swing football now without being distracted.
Well, that's true. And we're going to get into that without being distracted with Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tomorrow we'll shift over to baseball. The great writer Murray Chass will join us tomorrow. Very few people have the ability to put things into historical context and then relate it to today's game better than Murray Chass. So we'll have him on tomorrow's show. I know you're excited.
I am. I told you. I'm 100% into football now.
Murray's going to be talking baseball. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565.
I know. I thought it won't help me there, will it?
When I go to the Edison to speak on the 21st, you know, a dinner, are you going to be talking to?
I don't think so.
Yeah. All right. Training camp continues for Penn State. We know Dakota Royer left the team. All right. We know that. Luke Graham has also left the team, offensive tackle. So that's where we stand with the players. So Luke Graham no longer with the team, was running second, third team back and forth at that tackle spot, played defensive tackle last year, ran a lot of third team there, and I probably felt like he wasn't advancing. They stand at that point personnel-wise. They have just about everybody back. Slowly but surely, are actually getting guys back from injuries, which is good. So they're relatively healthy at this point. They hit two-a-days for the first time on Saturday. You are not allowed to have consecutive two-a-days. They've already practiced today. They have a practice set for tonight. They have one tomorrow. Then they'll have two on Wednesday, one Thursday, two on Friday, then one Saturday. There just aren't as many two-a-days as there used to be, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And they're used to it in the NFL with the collective bargaining agreement. The CBA has limited a lot of this practice stuff. We'll be getting a lot of Jets updates. Feel good about that. In fact, I think more fans know about the Jets camp than even their own teams, which is
Tebow on the twos.
I'm telling you right now, he will help the Jets because the Jets were very effective a couple of years ago with Brad Smith running the Wildcat for them. It was a really nice change of pace, and it also meant that a team defensively had more to prepare for during the week. He will help there. But you know, if anybody even harbored a thought that he was going to walk in and supplant Mark Sanchez as the starting quarterback, you have to be kidding me. I know there are a lot of Tebow fans out there, but let me cue you in on something. Great runner, fabulous runner, reads blocks well runner, powerful, strong. He is a mediocre NFL thrower with no arm. Accuracy. Accuracy is the biggest premium that they put on any quarterback in the NFL. He doesn't have it. Now, might he have it 2-3 years from now? Sure he might, because he's a hard worker, dedicated, trying to make himself better. But at this stage of his career, no. That's why I remember the NFL was doing, you know, the top 100 mumbo jumbo stuff. You know, it's just, you know, it's for a show. We all know that. Okay. But I mean, just even the thought that he'd be one of the top 100 players, you have to be kidding me. There's no way. You know, and he gets all this attention in training camp because of what they're trying to do and so on and so forth. Baffled. I'm baffled by it. You okay over there? You all right?
I'm fine. Your Olympic app should
be shut down, right?
Yeah, I don't have it. I do have it. It just doesn't show anything other than replays now.
What replay are you watching now?
None. But
come on.
But you know what? Remember the Olympic event that I said I did not want to miss? Was the pentathlon.
Yep.
I missed the first three events. I missed the first three events, but I caught the end of it, and that was really cool. That is something, if you have an opportunity to see somewhere along the line, watch it. It's set up based on a 19th century theory that if you got caught behind enemy lines, you would have to be able to shoot. You'd have to use your sword. Obviously, you'd have to run. You might have to swim, and you would also have to use an unfamiliar horse. So that's how they came up with the fencing, the shooting, the running, the swimming, and equestrian in the modern pentathlon.
Today's show is being brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
Well, it was up until the modern pentathlon comment.
Market Street in Sunbury. You can always go to purdyinsurance.com. Beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And our phone line, and after listening to that last comment from Kevin, I'm desperate to talk to any of you. At 1-800-795-9565, that's 1-800-795-9565. Powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. We'll come back and talk about sports that you really like in a few moments here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at purdyinsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Gas pains have you down. Sunbury Motors Kia has the cure.
We wanna see you in a Kia. Sunbury Motors Kia.
In case you haven't noticed, gas prices are on the rise again. Well, Sunbury Motors Kia has the largest inventory of high MPG Kias that they've had all year. There's over 50 to choose from. Check out the 35 MPG 2012 Kia Soul, starting at $14,925. The amazing 2012 Optima Hybrid with 40 MPG, starting at $25,705. The built-in-the-USA 32 MPG 2013 Sorento SUV, starting at an incredible $21,960. Every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Kia, you get an extra set of tires. Sunbury Motors Kia, on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
And at sunburymotors.com.
Kia Sorento and certain Optima GDI models are assembled in the United States from U.S. and global.
Welcome back to the show. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Great to have you with us.
That's my countdown. Real music. It's really not.
No, it's not Portuguese. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. I'm looking forward to it because of the problems that NBC did not have problems this time. But it's an entirely different animal when you can go live to live to live to live.
Okay.
Costas even talked about that in the closing ceremonies with Al Michaels. He was talking about being in the Atlantic time zone and not really, how did he word it? Helping NBC or something like that. It was really clever, though.
Yeah. Which is, you know, and that'll work out great for them. That'll work out great for them. So. Now let's get to the matter at hand. I mean, the 17-day World Love Fest is over, and it was that. Again, when the debate is about is Bolt the greatest sprinter, if the debate is about whether Phelps is the greatest Olympian, if the debate is about whether the 2012 version of basketball is better than the 92 Dream Team, when those are the central topics that are being discussed, that tells you how different the atmosphere is. That it is an atmosphere where sports is number one. It dominates. It's the story. It's, you know, I mean, the 2012-92 thing, of course, yesterday really came to light because 1992 had Ewing, Barkley, Malone, David Robinson. That's where they would have beaten this team. You saw Mark and Paul Gasol, which, by the way, are not in the same category as Robinson, Ewing, Malone, and Barkley, have a field day inside yesterday, scoring 100 points. That's where the 92 team was actually going to be better than this version of the team. Simple. I mean, and that you can just see. And I've said the entire time, I just felt that this team gave up too many points. I felt that no matter how much they were winning by, I still felt like they gave up too many points.
Not a whole lot of defense.
No. I mean, and I think they caught a break when Carmelo Anthony got banged up.
Well, I said to you that three-point line being closer than they're used to was just way too tempting. And I think that's why a lot of points were being scored, because they were taking an awful lot of three-point shots all through the tournament.
Well, yeah, but their three-point shooting percentage was outstanding. It's just what happens is that when you miss, you get a longer carom, and thus that leads to more fast breaks.
Exactly.
And that, you know, and that's what happens in the game. But see, where they were eating up was inside. Still, I mean, the best team in the world, but not a great inside presence. When you're talking about the apples and oranges and comparing it to 92, that's where it comes into play. But that's what we talked about. We weren't talking about oppressed people, oppressed workers, lack of freedom, more bicycles than cars, you know, and all the other baggage. And I mean, it's extensive baggage that goes with taking the Olympics. You had to take the Olympics to Beijing. You had to. I understand that. You can't have a country of a billion people and not have the Olympics there. I got it. But the baggage is extensive. The coverage then is different. This time you're talking about achievements, athletes and things like that. You weren't talking about baggage all the time, making excuses for where you were, trying to, you know, where the area from the hotel to the stadium to the airport, that was all mode. The rest of the country wasn't.
The Today Show did not have to have members of the Chinese army sitting outside making sure they got the wrong, you know, they got all the right shots.
Yeah, right shots, right interviews, right everything. I mean, this was have fun, play. Rio will be the same way. Rio will be the same way. Have a good time. So is Sochi. I mean, it's the first time Russia's ever hosted the Winter Olympics. And not only that, it's the first time they've had the games since 1980 in Moscow. I mean, it'll be fun for the athletes, I think.
Let's be honest. Rio's going to be just one nonstop party.
And you're going to be there.
I love that idea.
Roger and I have already started the fund. In fact, Roger asked me the other day if you could go tomorrow. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Zach Berman, Philadelphia Inquirer, joins us next to talk about the Eagles camp. And I don't mean Don Henley or Glenn Frey. We mean DeMeco Ryans and Michael Vick.
Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. The Monday edition, as always, being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com. They're also located on Market Street in Sunbury. I'm broadcasting today from the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, and it is incredible. Sunbury Motors is on 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And at 1-800-795-9565, that's the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. We're now like to bring in from the Philadelphia Inquirer, joining us from Bethlehem, home of the Eagles camp, Zach Berman of the Inquirer. Zach, great to have you with us. Welcome to the show.
Steve, I'm happy to be on.
That's great. Let's get to the camp atmosphere. As much as you want to put together a professional atmosphere, which Andy Reid tries to promote, give us an idea of what the atmosphere has been like at that camp, because while the Jets camp has been a circus, the Eagles have actually had to deal with serious things.
Yes, you're correct about that, Steve. Although I need to say, during this past few days, it's really been about football. When Gary Reed, Andy Reid's son, passed away, it was a very somber scene, and it was very emotional among the coaches, the players, and that was last Sunday, and it was like that for a few days. But then Andy Reid returned to practice on Wednesday, was at the game on Thursday, and since then, Saturday and Sunday, practice it's been, for lack of a better term, and I hope this term's not insensitive, but it's been business as usual in the sense that that hasn't necessarily come up, and it's not the type of thing that directly is on the forefront of kind of the camp atmosphere.
What do you like about this football team?
That's a good question. The skill position players you need to be impressed with, specifically DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy, Jeremy Maclin on offense, and then on defense when you look at Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and Nnamdi Asamoah. They also have a very good pass rush. But I imagine the follow-up question is what you don't like about the team, and there's quite a few holes too. So they do have strong skill position players, but it's certainly far from a finished product.
All right, and that is the follow-up question. Wait, let's talk about the holes that you see that they'll need a little bit of luck. But if they fill these particular holes we're about to talk to, they can be very good.
Well, safety is a big concern right now. They just don't have the level of safety play that you would think that they need, and particularly when there are so many good offenses in the division. And then backup quarterback, and you might be wondering, they have a Pro Bowl caliber starting quarterback, Michael Vick. Michael Vick's only played 16 games once in his career. And during his two seasons as the Eagles' starting quarterback, he's been hurt both years. So you look at that behind him, it's a very unsettled spot. Mike Kafka, the Northwestern guy, so I'm sure everyone in the Big Ten's familiar with him. But I don't know if he's the type of player who can come in and win games if it goes down. And then Nick Foles is a rookie, so they don't have that veteran backup who can win games if Vic does get hurt for third consecutive year.
Well, I think the backup quarterback spot in the NFL is one of the more highly underrated spots, because very few quarterbacks make it through a 16-game series. There are very few Eli Mannings that take every snap for their team.
You're absolutely right. And in the past, the Eagles have had a lot of success with backup quarterbacks. When Donovan McNabb went down, they had A.J. Feely step in. They've had Jeff Garcia step in. Michael Vick was once a backup quarterback who stepped in when Kevin Cobb went down. They don't have that type of player this season. Now, the flip side to that is no one knew A.J. Feely could come in and win games until he did. So maybe Mike Kafka can do that. Maybe Nick Foles can do that. It's just when you watch them in camp, it's really, and particularly Kafka, because he's the number two, he doesn't strike you as that type of player, but he just might be. He certainly knows the offense.
D'Amico Ryans added into this group from the Houston Texans. Can he be a guy that can be a leader for this team?
A leader, yes. I mean, he was billed as that when he came in. He's exhibited those qualities already during training camp. But more of the question with D'Amico Ryans is does he still have it on the field? And time will tell. I mean, he's not old by any stretch, you know. But he had a torn Achilles tendon 2 years ago, and he's recovering from that. So even though he's 28 years old, he's still, there are questions whether he can be the type of player he was when he was a two-time Pro Bowler. Time will tell. Certainly a better scheme for him than they had in Houston, but it's too premature to form an evaluation on D'Amico. He's always played in a game for the two series on Thursday night.
My broadcast partner at Penn State Football is Jack Ham, and for years he would rave to me about the incredible job Jim Johnson did as the defensive coordinator in Philadelphia. Obviously, extremely difficult individual to even think about replacing. Schematically, where are the Eagles now? Are they a little more comfortable schematically defensively than they were a year ago at this time, for example?
Yes, in the sense of that Juan Castillo took over last year. It was probably bad timing in the sense that Juan had never been the defensive coordinator. He was the offensive line coach when he moved over to be the coordinator. And in Castillo's case, there was a lockout. So, and there was all these changes. So he couldn't come in and fill that spot with the full offseason to really implement the scheme. He's had that full offseason now. He knows his roster. He knows his personnel. So the Eagles are hoping year two of the Castillo experiment is going to be better. The early indication of it, so Thursday night did not look good. But they're saying just wait until the regular season, and we'll see, because it really is going to be a critical question for the Eagles this year.
First preseason game is just the first preseason game. It's just a starting point. The fourth one, you and I both know, it's the guys who are trying to make those final spots on the team. What do you look for usually, Zach, in preseason games 2 and 3 that fans should be watching for as well?
Well, in the second game, that's going to be critical to watch, because that's when most of their starters are going to play. More so than game 3, which is the traditional one, but in game 3 this year, they play against the Cleveland Browns, who they open the season with. What I would watch for on the offensive side is the precision. You know how much the offense had 2 3 and out the other night. That's not very good for a first-team offense. So they'll play much more next Monday, and how well does Michael Vick do? How well can the offensive line protect, and particularly left tackle, because there's some questions there. On the defensive side, it's tackling, because they really struggled with tackling in that first game. They've been working on it. They still have to pass on this deep in the camp. So it's how well can they tackle going forward.
How do you look at the division? It's an interesting division in that you have the defending Super Bowl champions in it, but that's a 9-7 defending Super Bowl champ that the Eagles beat twice last year. The Redskins get RG3, and the Cowboys claim that they're better, but nobody's sure. How do you look at it?
Well, it's certainly a wide open division, and it's a matter of which quarterback stays healthy. I think, and you know that Eli Manning is going to be healthy. He plays 16 games every season since he became the starting quarterback. Has never missed a start. Then the question is, can Michael Vick stay healthy? And Michael Vick hasn't proven that. So the Eagles on paper have the talent to win the division, to make the playoffs, but they need to apply that. But I think that the Redskins might be a year away at this point. I think that the Eagles, the Giants, and the Cowboys are all going to be within that 11-5, 9-7 range. You know, so somewhere around 10-6 plus or minus a game. And it comes down to health. It comes down to turnovers. It comes down to winning close games.
But Zach Berman of the Philadelphia Inquirer, who covers the Eagles on a daily basis, what is training camp like for you?
For me personally, it's like Groundhog Day. You know, you're at the field for the 8:15 a.m. walkthrough, and you know they have the walkthrough. They practice at 2:45, so in about 30 minutes they'll be practicing, and it's rinse and repeat, the same thing every day. But you know, the one thing that the players are talking about now is that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Tomorrow is the last day here in Bethlehem. Then they go back to the facility and have a much more, it's much more comparable to the schedule they'll have during the regular season. So, it's been 3 weeks and a day, and there's obviously, you know, been some unexpected things that have occurred during that time. But no, it's certainly the grind that the coaching staff wants it to be.
Do you get a sense, Zach, that the work done in the camp this year as opposed to, quote, the dream team camp of last year, do you sense it's a different feel right now?
Well, I'm not the one who can answer that question. This time last year I was covering the Giants, actually. So,
I want to ask you something then. Did you see a Super Bowl team in the Giants when you covered them last year?
No, I did not, and that's what's interesting is that if you read my print from a year ago, and if you listen to the conversations a year ago, is so many holes, they're not making any moves, so on and so forth,
right.
And especially relative to the Eagles. Fast forward 5 months later, and the Giants are getting a Super Bowl ring. So, but this is certainly important, and ends your injuries during training camp. Now, there's a few weeks to go before the regular season begins, but the Eagles cannot afford to lose a key starter or key starters. And the same goes for every team, but I think when you judge training camp, you need to judge it in part by what your roster looks like coming out of it compared to what it looks like coming into it.
You know, after covering the Giants, and it's certainly New York has a passion for sports, but the Jets, for some reason, with their, I guess, what, one ever Super Bowl championship, still dominate the headlines because of the circus that they are. What kind of passion do you sense in Philadelphia when it comes to the Eagles and everything Philadelphia? Do you sense there's a different passion about that football team than any other place you've been?
That's another good question. I've written in Washington, I've written in New York, and I've written in Philadelphia, and it's different in the sense that that in Philadelphia, people love sports just as they do in New York, but there's not as many teams to kind of divert interest. So you have the Jets and the Giants, the Yankees and Mets, and in Philadelphia, you have the Eagles, the Phillies, the Pictures, and the Flyers, and the fans are passionate about all four teams. But you know, it's every single day, and it's much more reactionary than it is in some other markets. I guess the most comparable. The best comparison to Philadelphia would probably be Boston in terms of market size and market interest.
Being a beat writer, what about being a beat writer to you energizes you? Where every day you like being there, you like writing about it. What are the elements that you enjoy about your job?
That's a good question. Yeah, I would say the elements that I personally enjoy is getting answers to the questions. So I'm a naturally curious person, and I can't just sit at a game or watch a game on TV and take it for what it's worth. I want to know why that player's on the roster ahead of that player, why that play was called, who's the one picking the roster, so on and so forth. So it's a matter of finding the truth from the rest, so to speak.
Zach, it was an absolute pleasure having you on. We appreciate the time you gave us. I know you have another workout to go to this afternoon, but the fact you carved out a few minutes for us is greatly appreciated.
Thanks a lot. Anytime.
Zach Berman, Philadelphia Inquirer, who says he wants to do an expose on Kevin's life. So there aren't enough sources for that, my man. Not enough sources for that. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. We will come back with more. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Mark Sunbury. Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and, of course, Lenape Solar at lenapesolar.com. Phone lines open at 800-795-9565. Back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
There has never been a better time to buy a new vehicle at Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln.
Why?
Because we had a record month in July. And here's why we sold more of the stylish, most fuel-efficient cars in America.
Selection.
You want them, we got them.
Looking for savings?
How about saving at the pump? Hyundai has the most cars getting over 40 mpg.
Worried about financing?
With rates as low as 0%, you save big time.
And you want price?
Well, hold on to your hat. How about the 2012 Elantra, the North American Car of the Year, marked down to $18,985. Or the Red Hot 2012 Sonata, lowered to $19,996. Or maybe the sleek, sporty Veloster, also under $20,000. And don't forget the full line of Lincolns, with discounts as high as $6,500. And with an additional set of tires with any new vehicle, we're making American luxury affordable. At Sunbury Motors Hyundai Lincoln, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza.
Our thanks to Zach Berman from the Philadelphia Inquirer for being on the show today. Tomorrow, Murray Chass, one of the top baseball writers in the country. Top writer, period. We'll have him on the show tomorrow. And today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Go to purdyinsurance.com. You just drop in the office at Market Street in Sunbury. Need a new car? Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and Lenape Solar powers our hotline at 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Join you today. Get your thoughts, comments on what's running through your sports mind. Now, Kevin's been wrapped up in the Olympics. Kevin has been wrapped up in Chad Johnson.
I don't know.
But we'll talk. We'll talk about the topics that all of you enjoy, the achievers of the world.
Well, it's officially football season now. I mean, for me, obviously, for you, it was football season the beginning of the month. For me, it doesn't officially become football season until the high schools start practicing, and this is the big day for all the high schools to get out. So it's officially football
right,
for
first
me.
First day is today.
Yep, I am in full football gear as of now.
So off and running with football season, now that the Olympics are officially in the rearview mirror, and we won't discuss archery probably for 4 years. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, and the Lenape Solar Hotline, powered by good friends at Lenape Solar. You can always go to lenapesolar.com. As Penn State's already had one practice today, the second one's coming up tonight. But they practiced this morning. And the second one is coming up tonight. You alternate two-a-days. You can't have consecutive days of two-a-days. So the next practice will be tomorrow afternoon. Then they have two coming up on Wednesday. Then Thursday afternoon. Then they'll have one on two on Thursday, as a matter of fact. Two on Friday. And then one big one on Saturday. Next week, by the way, will be the debut of the Penn State football show with Bill O'Brien. That will be on Thursday the 23rd from 6:05 to 7. John is on the road, hopefully using hands-free. Hi, John. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Yes. I'm confused here because I've been following all the Penn State stuff and everything, and we're the sanction of we're losing 10 scholarships per season next 4 years. I'm wondering what happens to the scholarships of the players that are leaving, and at the same time, when they say we're going to lose 10 scholarships, but yet we're only going to have a 65-man scholarship roster.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is how it works, John. They'll have 85 scholarships this year. Next year, they're allowed to have 85 scholarships. Then in 14, it has to be to 65, 15, 65, 16, 65, 17, you have 65. You're allowed to give out no more than a maximum of 15 in 1 year. When you take 65 and you divide it by 4, it ends up being an average of 16 a year, but so you still have holdovers anyway. All right? So the 15 a year will actually max out to what they need. Remember, with 85 scholarships, most players are on rosters for 5 years, most. Five times 25 is 125. You have 85 scholarships. That's 40 too many. So to get to 85, you need to have 17 scholarships a year on average. For 65, you need 13 scholarships a year on average. So it's not as great a discrepancy as people think.
But yet, like I said, when you look at it math-wise, I mean, to someone like me, when they say you're cut 10 scholarships per year, but yet you only have a 65 million roster of scholarships.
Of scholarships, right. Exactly. So that's down from 85, which you'd have, which would be 20. Right now, actually. But right now, Penn State is at 71 at the moment. Penn State has 71 scholarship players at the moment. So they're actually only six above 65 anyway. There'll be guys that are in the walk-on category that right now, to get to 85, will get scholarships out of this. But those same guys in the same boat 2 years from now would not. So you're going to have a football team that's probably going to have 65 scholarship players on it and probably as many as 40 to 50 walk-ons.
Okay. Can I ask one other question?
Very quickly, John.
All right, go ahead. I'll call back some other time.
All right, okay. More than happy to answer. We can answer it next hour if you want. News coming up top of the hour. Sarah Bartlett. Kevin, meanwhile, is going to continue watching badminton on his app.